Hey there, it's Jeff Luther, and you are diving into the podcast for the Service Business Blueprint. This is where I walk with you and help you unlock the secrets to building a thriving service-based business. We talk about everything from starting out to setting milestones in your company you didn't even know would exist. We'll cover entrepreneurship, personal growth, mindset, everything you need for success in your service-based business. You ready to build that blueprint? It is great to be back with you. I'm Jeff Luther, your host here on the Service Business Blueprint. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I always love to get these podcasts out. You know, I started this podcast, probably been a year and a half or so now. I started it as information for home inspectors, and I started a home inspection company in 2002, so a little over 20 years. And I started it just as a vehicle to get me kind of where I wanted to be when I grew up. I didn't anticipate starting a big business, but I did very well at it. I enjoyed it. People liked what I was doing. And I ended up growing it to over $3 million operating in three different states. Then I started this podcast because I wanted to share all the things that I learned, more about the mistakes that I made, because those are painful, and try to eliminate the dumb tax or the stupid tax or whatever you want to call it for all the people out there so they don't commit the same mistakes that I did. And I share about all sorts of stuff. Home inspection interests me, but it isn't as exciting as things that I like to talk about, like talking about new books, talking about limiting beliefs, talking about personal development, professional development, all of these things in my journey. That's what I really enjoy. So my content, as it's gotten out, I've connected with all sorts of businesses. And I get questions from all sorts of businesses, mostly home service businesses, a lot of inspection companies too. But I love sharing my knowledge. I say knowledge, that sounds a bit braggadocious. My wisdom, my experience, whatever you want to call it. Both the really good things I've done and more importantly, the mistakes that I've made. So I'm starting to see a need here for sure. And I just have this strong pull to work with service business companies. So that's why I'm here. What I want to talk about today is, given the economy, pricing comes up a lot. A lot of times, especially in the home inspection business, it's very low barrier of entry. So one of the things that people can use getting into the business as a competitive advantage is lowering their price or a cheap price. First, I'll say if you're not losing 5 to 10% of your business to just price alone, then you're just too cheap. I want to make sure that all things are equal here before I just throw that out. If you're new in business, you're trying to figure out how to get a business going, how to provide for your family, how to start a business, how to just earn a living, then I don't think those things are equal. I think you do what you have to do to start a business. You build your reputation, build your rapport, show your worth, and then you can increase your price over time. Also, if you're already losing 30% or more to just price, unless you don't have the capacity or the bandwidth and you're just raising your price till business turns away, then you might consider that your prices need to be adjusted. Can you afford to lose business? That's another issue. That's something to think about. And in most businesses that are established, yeah, they can afford to lose a little business. So I'm going to go through pricing again. This is something that I did exactly 1 year ago, almost to the day. I think it was April the 12th of last year. I did a podcast on price. I think that was more about setting price. But this one's more about lowering price, raising price, whatever you want to call it. And we get a fair amount of pushback on our pricing system currently. In the home inspection business, the home inspection industry is very fragmented. It almost sometimes seems like we're in a race to the bottom, people dropping their prices. When the market softens, we get scared and we feel like our price is a salvation. The only lever that we can pull that we feel like has an immediate effect is dropping our price. So what I want to talk about is how we can combat that. Want to talk about being unapologetic about your price. That's what I will relate this to. Not apologizing for having value in your fee. All of us as business owners know that question. we pick up the phone and the question is, how much do you charge for whatever your service is or whatever your product is? A good question to either to even ask yourself or maybe even just to ask your customer, a good question is, well, what's the goal? And think about that in your mind. If the goal is to get the cheapest product and move on to the next step of the exercise, whatever your exercise may be, then you'll know that maybe that is or isn't a fit for you and your business or your service. Sometimes when the customer says this out loud, what their actual goal is, they realize they might not be making the best decision. Leading with price as their decision maker. In our home inspection company, that would not be a good fit. Somebody that's calling just shopping price, if price is their driver, it's not a good fit. And sometimes I'll even say, you know, you're looking for the cheapest home inspector. I know what you're going to do. You're going to get my price. You're going to call two other folks or three other folks. You're going to go with the cheapest. Does it sound reasonable that I would do the same thing if I'm looking to get LASIK surgery? Call around and find the cheapest doctor. On the contrary, if the goal is the best inspection, working with the best team that wants the client's best interest in their success, then we should talk. Then at that point, I can ask questions, right? But look, I'm getting off script a little bit. I really want to address the high price issue. A high price in your area, a high price in your world, a high price in whatever your expertise is, that actually sets the standards for what your customer or your client should expect. I think that's sometimes why inspectors or other businesses that are personal or very forward-facing, I think that's sometimes why they're not willing to raise their fees. It's personal. There's a little bit of fear, right? So when we start raising our price, then we're setting expectation. When we start raising our price, then we're looking at ourselves as valuable. And socially, we're taught that that's not acceptable behavior. We're not better than anyone else. So there might be some introspective there that you guys can have that would shed a little light on why we're scared to raise our prices. When you decrease your price, when you drop your price, you are doing everybody in your area a disservice. I say in your area, in your world, in your game, whatever you want to call that. A lot of times the term is in your space, everybody in your space, you're doing them a disservice. So the client decreases their emotional investment, right? They're emotionally invested. You drop your price, it decreases their emotional investment in your product. The perceived value of your service or your product now decreases. What the perceived value was, you just dropped. It lowers the standard at which you are expected to perform as a whole. So how many times have you heard a bad story? Somebody says, yeah, you know, I got this deal on this thing and this mechanic did this stuff to my car and this is how it ended up. It was a really cheap deal, but what should I have expected, right? Well, what'd you expect? It was cheap. We use that in context, like after the fact, but we don't ever think about that in our own business. We don't ever think about that when someone is trying to do business with us. Well, what'd they expect? The perceived value decreases, the results that are expected decrease, and we allow ourselves to sometimes give a lower service. And I know all of you out there that are listening, that you lower your price or sometimes you lower your price when business gets slow, are thinking in your mind that you don't lower your service or you don't provide lower service. I'll challenge you on that. I will push back on that. The days that we know we have to crawl all the way over to that far end of that crawl space to touch that P-trap that's in the kitchen on the very back side of the house, much easier to do when we're charging a higher fee. When we allow someone to discount our service, discount our price, when we go out and we have that really difficult piece of that inspection to do that's never any fun under any circumstance, then we start thinking, you know what? They beat me up on price anyway. So consider that. The revenue generated by servicing the customer decreases, right? Then there's a risk that the employees or even the business as a whole, they begin to start resenting the customer. And you never want that. That is a slippery slope. If you think that you want to lower your price to get more customers, just wait until you get a bunch of customers from lowering your price that you've obtained through that reduction and you start performing poorly. So now you have more people exposed to less performance. And we all know the adage, right? A happy client tells one other client, an upset client tells 10 other clients. So if we got a bunch of happy clients that we got through lowering our price, our lower price lowers our service standard or our level of service, that is a really dangerous space to play in. That's a dangerous area. Another inherent risk of lowering your price is the conviction of the sales team. So you have salespeople, their conviction is going to go down. Now, I know, look, I am speaking from experience. The salespeople are the hardest people to convince to raise your prices. They're the people that squeal the loudest. And it's funny because they're getting paid a percentage on what you sell. But the higher price makes the sales folks squeal the loudest. And again, if you think you're gonna produce and get behind your product, or people are going to produce and get behind your product or your service because you decreased your perceived value by lowering your price, then you are absolutely wrong. Even if the salespeople are the ones that ask you to do it, this is kind of how it plays out, right? So your salesperson comes and says, hey, I know we could get more business if we could just lower our price a bit. So one, let's take this in percentages. You charge $750 for an inspection, which I think is a little bit low. You charge $750 for an inspection. You're going to lower your price by 10%. So now we take our $750 minus $75. That puts us at what? $675. So now we charge $675. Now, if we want to raise our price, if we want a 10% increase, a 10% increase in the marketplace is a lot. That 10% increase only takes us up $6,750. So we still have about another $9 to make us whole on that 10% reduction that we did just to get more business. That's a sidebar, but let's see how this plays out. All right, so your salesperson comes to you and says, all right, we need to lower our price by about 10% to get more business. I know business is slow, the economy's slow, transactions are down. I know I could get more business if we just lower our price. So you agree, you lower your price. Now they still have a hard time getting business because I promise you, your price is not the reason your business is down. So they still don't get business, right? Then what do they think? Well, it wasn't our price that was the issue. Maybe it's our shitty product, right? So then they start building that loop. What's causing it? I'm not a bad salesperson. Our price was just too high. I'm not a bad salesperson. Maybe our product is just crap. And I do know for certain, and I've said this from day one when I started my business, you have to believe in what you sell. That's over time we've built ancillary services in that a lot of people have tried to sell us on. Our folks internally have tried to sell us on, and I always refuse until I can believe in what we sell. When somebody shows me that there's value in something that we're selling, I have conviction and I'm fully bought in. I will sell it. You have to believe in what you sell. So the value or the perceived value is the standard of your product, the standard of your service. Our perceived value in our company is high. We know we're high. We know we charge a higher fee than just about anybody in our market. But hands down, we are the best. And if you ask anybody on our team, they will tell you the same. That's the standard that everyone in our organization holds themselves to. Being the best, and our price is just a reflection of that. But look, here's the magic, okay? We are setting the standard with our fees of a higher value, right? That puts our client at ease. I can't tell you how many times clients have called and said, oh my gosh, you're higher than everyone else. And I will say, absolutely, we definitely are. So that puts the client at ease. They call back, they book the inspection because they called other folks and they don't have that same comfort level. They know that our value is high, so they're not difficult. They know that our value is high. They know internally we set our standards high. They know internally that we set our value to deliver a high service or a higher product. They see the higher price and they believe in our organization. When the lower price is cheap, somewhere in the back of their mind, I promise you, they know they have to be on guard. They know that a company that's cheap is not setting the same standard of accountability as a company that's expensive and has a higher perceived value. So then they feel like they have to hold the company accountable to deliver the service that they're supposed to be getting delivered by our own standard. The reality is that as your price goes up, the client benefits because you have more money to spend on, right? That's the true reality. The higher your price, the more profit you have, the more you can invest in solving people's problems. You have better equipment, you have better people, that equates to better service. People want to be with you because they're paid more, right? That's the people on your team. They want to keep their jobs. No one, and look, no one ever says, hey, it's a race to the top. We always hear race to the bottom, but this is what the race to the top looks like. Getting that higher fee so you can reinvest in the company and you know that you're doing the world a better service by solving problems. No one ever addresses this, but championships are won in the draft, right? Going out, getting good people that have a good foundation to build on costs money. Championships are won in the draft. I'll tell you this about our business. Our business is referred by real estate agents. Real estate agents in our community as a whole, they know that we're expensive. It's a topic of conversation. They do, and I'm speaking for them, but they do have a hard time justifying to their clients or even to themselves, maybe. Maybe there's some guilt associated with it to work with us, even though we have a higher fee than our, I'll call them our competitors, they're really not, even though we have a higher fee than some of the commodity inspectors in the marketplace. But they know in their heart of hearts that they can hold us to a higher standard and we will always perform. They also know in their heart of hearts they can hold us to a higher standard. And when we don't perform, we always make it right. Here's another piece of beauty in all of this. You're getting more profit. When you raise your fees, you're getting more profit. That profit is money you can reinvest. You're doing a better job of solving clients' problems. Now you have more to invest in advertising, right? So now not only are you doing a better job solving clients' problems, now you have more money to advertise. You can find more people that need their problem solved in that unique and special way that only you know how to do it. It's the snowball effect of more jobs. That leads to helping more people all the way around. You are doing a service by raising your fees. This cycle creates more confidence in your team and what you deliver. I promise you that. That is experience share for me. I have seen that. It's what you promise that becomes the standard, and you do it with more profit. And now with more profit, you can probably even start to guarantee it. When you can guarantee your service, you become invaluable. And by invaluable, I mean you establish a level of comfort with your clients and with your referral sources that is beyond measure. People don't care what they pay because their level of trust in the product becomes absolutely unbreakable. And if we're holding the whole organization to a higher standard, there's no way we can't be increasing the value to the client. Even if we wanted to not increase the value to the client, even if we decided, hey, look, we're just going to keep building this, we're going to keep raising our fee and not increase our level of service. It's impossible to do. You can't avoid it because ultimately, this all develops into a higher standard. You raise that fee, raise your fee, and without a doubt, you all of a sudden have created a higher standard all through the organization. Anybody challenge me on that. I have watched in my organization and other organizations that I've coached, raise your fees, increase your profit, put that back into your business, and you absolutely can't lose. All right, that's my soapbox. Those of you that are out there in the home service businesses, particularly in the home inspection business, raise your fees. You are worth it. Raise your fees. Reinvest in your company. Raise your fees. Set a higher standard. Do not be scared to allow your clients to hold you to a higher standard than what they're holding you to now. I promise you it'll work. All right. I'm Jeff Luther, Service Business Blueprint. I love helping you guys out. I love the banter we have going back and forth. And if you like what you're hearing, click that link below, follow us along. Obviously there's no advertisement or anything on this channel. And the way that I get to reach more people is by you passing along our information. And I'd be so grateful if you did. All right, until next time, can't wait to see you.
Thanks for hanging out on the Service Business Blueprint with me, Jeff Luther. Stay in the loop as we keep delivering these strategies to supercharge your service business. Hit subscribe, leave a review, be part of our growing community, Now you have someone to walk with you as we create your service business blueprint. Until next time, remember, where you focus is where your energy goes. Beliefs turn to things, so choose the good ones.